This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Earlier today, we had the chance to catch up with Patrick Mahomes, quarterback for the Kansas City Chiefs. So we have a tradition. It is the bye. That means we do not ask him any football questions. It is just random questions to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs. I started with, are you excited? And Rob, you can hear it in his tone. He was really excited for this interview.
Super excited. Let's get it.
All right, let's do it. The number one question when I ask people, hey, what do you want Patrick to answer, is people want to know what your hair care routine is. So you wake up in the morning. You got to do something to your hair. Take us through the process.
Yeah, no, it's easy. It's just my normal head and shoulders, just like the commercial. I throw it in the hair, and then my hair just curls like this.
No, you got to do something to it. You got to put some gel in it. You got to do some comb stuff. Nobody just wakes up with it naturally curly like that.
No, honestly, it's just, you just do the shampoo, conditioner. I brush the sides a little bit, but other than that, my hair just naturally is curly. I didn't know until I grew the mohawk out that my hair was like this. It just kind of happened, and I liked it after that.
Have you ever, like, one day was, like, sitting down in the barber chair, and you were like, man, it's time for me to switch things up?
Oh, I think about that all the time. Like, I know the Netflix show showed that. Like, I've wanted to cut my hair for a while now, but we've had a good thing rolling, and I don't like changing stuff up, so I'll keep it as long as we keep rolling.
All right, right now we're talking to the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. What is your favorite Pop-Tart flavor?
I've never eaten a Pop-Tart in my entire life, so I think I'm going to have to change that at some point because everybody loves them, but Brittany loves them. I don't know what her favorite flavor is, but she loves them.
What was your, like, breakfast as a kid? Were you a cereal person? Were you, like, a bacon and eggs? Like, 8-year-old Patrick Mahomes, you're watching cartoons on a Saturday. What was your breakfast like?
I've never been a huge, like, breakfast at breakfast time person, but if it's like a brunch or a lunch or even breakfast for dinner, I'm always the scrambled eggs, the bacon. I love a nice piece of toast or biscuit and gravy, kind of something like that, but I never eat really early in the morning. It's just more breakfast at lunch, breakfast for dinner for me.
Okay, it's good to know that you like bacon. One of the questions I had down, so Gail, from 1 to 10, how crisp do you like your bacon? So 1 is super floppy, 10 is the crispiest, almost break your teeth off hard. How crispy do you like your bacon to be?
I would say probably closer to a 6 or a 7. I want it to be at least a little bit crispy. I don't want it overly done. I think it's too, like, 10 to me is too much. But I want it to be a little bit crispy, and then you got a little bit of floppiness in there, just nothing too crazy.
All right, I have never asked you this question. I'm excited because this is such a critical moment in every boy's life. I remember when I beat my dad one-on-one in basketball, and for game point, it was one of the hardest fouls that I had to earn that final bucket. Can you tell us the story of when you beat your dad in sports and something for the first time?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of, I think the story that I think about the most, I don't know if it was the first time I ever beat my dad, but the first time I beat him in golf, I had to be, I think it was after I left college and after my first year playing in the NFL, just because, I mean, in basketball and stuff like that, that stuff happened, I think, probably in high school, but that was the one that I think hurt him the most, was me beating him on the golf course. And then now I beat him all the time, and it really eats at him because he was able to beat me in golf our entire life, and now that I play so much in the off season, I've gotten pretty good. But he'll beat me every once in a while. But for the most part, I got him on the golf course. And but I mean, it's hard, dude. My dad's 6'4", professional baseball player, got college offers in basketball. I mean, and football. So it was hard for me to beat him growing up in anything, and he wasn't letting me beat him in anything either.
I know that you have some time to get ready for this, but are you mentally prepared for Bronze is going to have this story about you? Like, one day, it's going to catch you off guard, and Bronze is going to beat you at something, and you're going to have to tell this story to somebody else.
Yeah, that day's not coming anytime soon, so I'll think about that in about 18, 20 years whenever he gets a little older.
Whenever you played Mario Kart, who was your Mario Kart character?
I was a Yoshi guy myself. I don't know why. I liked the vibes that he had. And I felt like, for some reason, when I was a kid, I felt like he was the fastest in the car, even though that makes no sense.
No, that actually makes sense. I was Big Toad person for that reason. That stuff matters. You know, like Bowser or Donkey Kong, they were heavier. But yeah, like Yoshi and Toad, they were always a little lighter and faster.
That's what I thought. Like, I didn't know if that was a true fact or not, but in my head, I was like, if I can just outrun them, I don't have to worry about Donkey Kong or Bowser really getting to me. But it was a bit. I played it growing up, and then I played it a lot in college. We were finding all the shortcuts. I was looking up all the ways to cheat and win, and it was a lot of fun to play.
What was you guys' college video game? For me, it was Halo 3 and Smash Bros. We played way too much of that in college. Whenever you guys had free time, what was the game that you played?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I played a ton. I got a ton of 2K, just basketball. And then we played a little bit of FIFA as well. I think one of the World Cups happened when I was in college, so we played a ton of that at that point. But I was a ton of just 2K basketball, just going out there, either doing the My Career or even just like we would play like just like we'd play like just the regular like teams. And we'd do that for hours on hours, man. Probably hurt my grades a little bit playing so much.
All right, this might be the toughest question I've ever asked you. These are the two scenarios. You and Travis can play at Augusta, or you can play with Tiger at Pebble Beach. Which one would you pick?
I feel like it's cheating because I've played Augusta a couple times now. So I would play with Tiger because I haven't played with Tiger yet. So I gotta see what Tiger's like in person. Haven't even got to meet him, and I want to ask him about some of the stuff that he did as far as his career and how he dominated for so long.
So I didn't know this. I didn't know you had played Augusta the last time I asked you about it. You hadn't played at Augusta. Now you've played it multiple times. What is it like?
It's everything that it's advertised to be, man. It's a special place, and I think obviously the golf course is unreal, and it's stuff that it looks like it's literally made in a factory because it's so nice. But I think just me growing up watching golf and like seeing all these shots, every time I'm at a spot, I'm like, Bubba Watson hit one here, or Tiger Woods hit one here, or whoever it is, and I think it was a magical place as a fan of golf that I am.
What hole was your favorite to play?
For me, I would say my favorite one was probably, I would just say 12, just because 12 is so iconic, Amon's Corner. But I had a lot of fun on 13 as well. I either parted or got like double or triple bogey or whatever. Just or I even got one birdie on there. But all the holes are amazing, and I think I remember some of the shots more than anything.
A couple more questions here for Patrick Mahomes. We're doing our random no football questions for the bye week. Patrick, do you ever listen to podcasts?
I do sometimes. I either listen to podcasts or I listen to like audiobooks. So that's kind of what I listen to instead of music sometimes.
What's your favorite podcast? What was the most recent audiobook you listened to?
Right now I'm listening to an audiobook called Captain's Class. So it's just about different captains throughout all sports and how they did it. And then as far as podcasts, I've been listening. My buddy Andrew Santino has one called Bad Friends. It's a little bit more comedy-based. And so sometimes when I'm trying to get a laugh in or something like that, I'll throw that on.
What is Sterling's favorite book? Whenever she's going to bed, I'm sure you read to her a couple times. Is there a book that she likes more than the other ones?
I wouldn't say that she has a favorite anymore. She's read so many now, and we have a million books for her that we read at night. But Bronze loves this book called Daddy Hugs. It's about this elephant and his dad kind of cruising around the jungle. So I'll give Bronze his favorite book right now. It's called Daddy Hugs.
All right, I have been wondering this, because last year I asked you, did you have Venmo? Because that was a big debate around here. I am curious this. When was the last time that you bought something and you didn't buy it because it was too expensive? That happens to us on a regular basis. I'm wondering if this ever happens to you.
I don't know. I can't remember exactly what I haven't bought just because of the price point. But I know like right now, like, as I've like built houses and stuff like that, that there's been a lot of times I've had to not get stuff because of the prices of things, and I'm just like, I just can't. No matter how much money I have, I just can't spend that much on that. So that's more of the things, like just kind of keeping it in the budget is something that I have to really kind of be tight on.
Okay, that makes sense. I am curious, how do you get clothes? Like, you can't go to the mall the way that regular people do. How do you buy clothes? Do you have a stylist that brings them to you? You know, because sometimes you got to go. You got to try it on. You got to see how it feels. You got to see how it fits. How do you buy clothes?
That's a Brittany Mahomes question. She styles me, so she's the one that gets all the clothes and gets them for me. And so she'll send me stuff, and she doesn't know if I'll wear it or not, and I'll just say yes or no. And if usually she has a good feel of what I would wear, and so she gets it, and then I get home, and it's in my closet, and then I just pick from that.
Halloween is right around the corner. Have you guys decided what you're doing for Halloween?
We have. It's a surprise. Sterling picked it, so it's a surprise, and the kids are super excited about it, and I'm going to be excited as well. I get to go get some candy with the kids.
What's your favorite candy?
My favorite candy is probably any type of, like, gummy, like, Sour Patch Kids, either Jolly Rancher gummies. Stuff like that is probably my favorite candy. And then every once in a while, I'll get some, like, Reese's Pieces or or M&M's or something like that. But mostly the sour gummies.
All right, last thing here, and I appreciate you having a little fun with us today with our random questions. I have to ask you, has Taylor ever baked something for you, and what did she make you?
She never, like, baked anything specifically for me. She's made different treats that have been around my house, just like muffins and donuts and stuff like that. Sterling's a big baker as well, so they make some stuff together sometimes. And I'm not gonna say I don't eat them. It is as good as everybody's talked about. She's great as it comes as far as it comes to baking.
That is the quarterback of the Kansas City Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes, joining us on the show today for our yearly We Don't Ask Football Questions interview. Patrick, we will get back to football next week, but it's the bye week. We like having a little bit of fun, man. We appreciate your time today.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.